It is our second to last episode before Thor comes out, and we've got reviews, we've got a Punisher release date, Venom has started shooting, and so much exciting is happening with Venom and Gambit and life, and it's crazy to be alive right now as a Marvelite, so join us for Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now... here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
That's it. That's all the news.
That's everything.
I hope you guys enjoyed your 12-second Marvel Movie News. So we are coming to you live today from either Stolen Isle or New Orleans. What do you think?
New Orleans.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Big Easy. This is episode 153, and we tell you why you should be as excited as we are for all the studios bringing you all the Marvel stuff. It's just, there's so much. Not a lot of news per se, but there's so much that's happening. So if you go to iTunes, you can subscribe to us. You can also find us on youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can find us through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, @MarvelNewsPTN, or @PopcornTalk. You can find us on Facebook, which we don't use as much, but we're trying to, facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. Follow us and like us. And most importantly, if you're watching this live, tweet out a link, share the love, and if you tweet it out while we're going, Aunt Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
Hello, everybody. One thing I'm so looking forward to is this Punisher trailer. I haven't seen it yet. I was saving it for the show, so let's. Once we get to it, I'm going to be so giddy in here.
I actually have saved this for myself as well, because I was like, you know, it's coming out soon. I don't need to see it, but we're going to get my genuine reaction, because this is my first time as well.
I have saved nothing, and I enjoyed it.
So you'll be hearing us just gasping and Marky being like, yeah, it's old news.
You'll be like, yeah.
I've already seen it. So speaking
I'll
of
still
which,
react when it's like, I've seen it. It's good.
Joining us, as always, the ever-prepared Funky McCarthy, because she's seen it.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm not going to let a trailer go past me again.
Internet taught you. It's a very dangerous game. Two days?
I was gone for 2 days, and then the Black Panther trailer dropped.
I'm like, the internet was wondering if you were alive.
Yeah.
It was a concerning two days.
Is she dead?
What happened? Where can they find you on the internets?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, @MarkeiaMcCarty, MarkeiaMcCarty.
True. I don't even try to rap along because Matt Key does it as best as I can. And Matt Key wishes he could be with you guys, but he is off geek and sundrying and lifing and being a sorcerer supreme elsewhere. Also joining us today is the ever lovely Ollie.
Hey guys, follow me on all social media platforms @OllieDreamer. Super excited to be here. Be sure you're commenting and asking us questions so we can get the discussion popping.
Yeah. If we get through, and this is an if, there's a lot of stuff, but if we get through everything, we're actually going to try to do fan calls today. So at the end of the show, have a phone nearby because it might be utilized.
And somebody has already spotted your addition to the table.
Mjolnos. This is Mjolnos in honor of Thor coming out soon and Avengers 4 news. I thought Mjolnos should exist, which is the weirdest thing I've created in a while.
Yeah, we specifically set this up a certain way. Our Thanos head is on Mjolnir. I said it right.
Yeah.
I'm always like, Mew Mew. We have Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Hulk. And then, of course, we have Captain Marvel just kind of like hanging out. She's like, yeah, go ahead and fight him. I'm on my way.
Is there anything more powerful than Mjolnos?
Mjolnos.
Nothing. So we've got a splattering of miscellaneous news. We're going to start out actually speaking of Avengers 4 and Captain Marvel. Hmm. Kevin Feige confirmed that Captain Marvel is in fact in Avengers 4. It's been rumored and theorized, and it was weird that she wouldn't be, but now we know for sure. He said, quote, really the focus now is on delivering Captain Marvel and then bringing Captain Marvel's story into the finale of everything we've started thus far. There's a lot of discussions. They all focus on the post-Phase 3 Avengers 4 films, nothing that we really can get into publicly. We're really focusing on Captain Marvel and the work that directors Anna Bogdan and Ryan Fleck are doing. It's going to be a big part of heading towards that epic conclusion and epic finale of 22 movies over the course of 10 years. That is the focus for the next 6 movies we have to finish and get out. That is, good God, can you imagine, like, the beautiful mind board? Like, just the yarn and
the
vision
board
and insanity.
That came true, because vision boards do that.
10 years. Like, yikes. The best Pinterest ever is in Kevin Feige's head.
Man, I love the bringing Captain Marvel's story into the finale of everything we've started thus far. Like, yes.
So we get a movie with her. We get to have it be as important as it needs to be and focus on her, give her an origin, give her a full story, not just shoehorn her in. And then she gets to join the... Like, it's the best of both worlds. We get a full Captain Marvel movie without being, like, a Iron Man 2, where it was, like, must tie in everything.
Must tie in everything! And now there's more... You know, more suits. All the suits.
They've learned
all the suits
how to organically
here.
Do it so well. Like, I really love how they do one and then and a half. Like, they really give it its own thing. And then I think Iron Man 2 was a great lesson. So I think this is like, the anti-Iron Man 2.
Let's not do this again.
Let's just reshape. So this quote to me is Kevin Feige learning from the couple stumbles they've had and really making sure Captain Marvel gets her time to shine. I mean, that's arguably the Superman of the Marvel Universe. Like, she's like this all-powerful.
Oh, yeah.
So she needs 2 hours to explain that.
Yeah, although I like her more. I've never really enjoyed Superman that much.
Well, I mean,
but then that's just me personally. I don't like the way that he views us.
I mean, he can do a lot of things, that guy. He's a busy man. Yeah. So I think Captain Marvel is going to be... I love that they're making kind of a period piece. I love that it's going to be independent of the universe until it doesn't have to be. I think that's the way to go. This, once again, was all but assumed, but now we have a quote. So speaking of the extending of the Marvel Universe, The Punisher... has a release date.
Yes.
And it is, speaking of Superman, November 17th. So, once again, Marvel has done their Netflix trick and released something on the same date as a certain other studio's film. I mean, it's a choice.
Yeah.
I like them both. I'll be very busy that day. That sounds like a lot of binging. I might have to take a break and go to the theater and then come back. What do you think about the date?
I think November 11th would have worked really well. But, hey, they're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, thug life with that.
Just the mic drop just on like, Netflix.
I got
Tell done. We released like, Punisher when we want.
Releasing it on November 17th.
I think it's crazy they did this a second time, and they always are talking about, like, you know, uniting, like, comic fans, and then they do this stuff. I love DC, so it's really hard for me to defend. Like, it's a really tricky spot to be like, yeah, DC's great. Oh, Marvel, you did that thing. You did that mean thing.
Well, think about it like it's you kind of joshing around with your brother.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. Be like, yeah, I love you. I'm gonna announce my engagement at your wedding.
I just hope the brother sees it that way. That's what I'm wondering. I just hope he's like, I haven't seen this trailer yet. This is the trailer that announced the date. I was really hoping they'd just drop the thing on Netflix, but I understand they need to make money. So, let's check out this trailer for the first time for me.
All right, and we will be talking over it, exclamations of joy, most likely.
For legal reasons.
Yes. Ooh, can we turn it up a little?
So it's this trailer sets us off when he's at war, which makes sense. We get to see this side of Punisher. And that's a benefit of the show, is like the movies don't have enough runtime to
And
show
then we
that.
Go straight into insubordination.
Yep. The voice of John Bernthal is made for gravel and Punisher. Frank Castle? Once again, excellent music score choice. Rest of
the video files. Gonna be bloody.
Oof.
Yeah,
it's gonna go there.
I have a feeling this show's not gonna be for everyone. I feel like it might be too graphic for people that are just casual, like, you know, comics can be light. This is not that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, Jessica Jones was like the R-rated, the Marvel, the psychological R-rated. This I think, is gonna be the violence R-rated, so.
And a lot of people have talked about Marvel being too light and too fluffy. I think this will be the answer, along with Jessica Jones, to like, no, there's some other...
Yeah, they're like, Batman, he's a wussy that doesn't kill people. Oh, well, shouldn't be.
But
shouldn't
kill people. Cut to Metallica's Punisher, and
they and then they have this.
Everything's a different animal. Oh. Not your fight. So this trailer is like mostly new footage, and it's giving us a lot more backstory. It's giving us a lot more, you know, Frank Castle versus now we have Punisher, but like a minute of it's Frank.
Yeah.
Got the Grand Wall again.
And then it also shows like all the people around him, not safe.
Yeah.
Not safe at all.
And that's something I've really enjoyed in the Netflix shows, is there have been stakes. Like, they killed Yurik, and, like, Yurik's one of the biggest characters in the comics, period. In Daredevil, when they killed him, I was surprised.
The same thing that happened to you happened to me. It's crazy, because this doesn't even look like a Marvel...
No, it doesn't. It's
Marvel Fury.
The colors are muted, it's very dark, it's shot low
it
angles.
Like, it looks like something you see on HBO or Showtime.
Yeah, it's definitely got more of a crime show flavor.
Yeah. Where it's like, The Wire Season 3?
Yeah, the brutality is definitely not there. You really have... And, I mean,
ooh.
Just Metallica was made for this. This is like every time that strums up.
A release
and
date.
We got a release date.
Yeah.
November 17th.
Just when it looked like they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
They're like,
they redacted
it. Oh, there you go.
Okay, fine, you get one.
What if
now,
they didn't
now
do
now.
It? Would you guys be mad?
I would be so. I wish they hadn't. I really wanted to just turn on Netflix one day and be like, no. I was hoping. Yeah.
But then you would have been off the internet for 2 days. And then it just would be there.
Come back to spoilers. I'd be watching Stranger Things, and all of a sudden Punisher would be on there, and I'd be very happy. I'll be done with Stranger Things by the 17th now, though.
You'll be done with it by the 29th.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's just... Yeah. So, that's Punisher. I'm excited. Looks good.
Yeah.
Now, we have so much Gambit by way of character breakdowns. The tricky thing with character breakdowns is they're for the purpose of the casting director. Most casting directors do not read comics. That's just... Not
one of those things.
Not everyone reads comics, and a lot of casting directors don't. Some do, but they need to make the breakdowns universal so that people that don't read comics can understand them. So we're not going to read all the breakdowns because there's so much more, and if you know comics, you don't need to know, etc. And there's like 30 characters.
Yeah,
so,
there really are. It goes in depth.
It's quite a bit. So I'm going to read you the characters that are rumored. Once again, it's just rumor because they're just breakdowns that leaked, but I'm going to read you the characters that are rumored to be in Gambit, and then if you'd like, you can find this breakdown online. We'll actually tweet it out as well. That way we're not investing the whole show. We are rumored to have Belladonna, and worth noting, her character has a should be available for sequels little asterisk, which is interesting. So that's exciting. It also mentions she needs to be 5'11 or taller, so that's cool. I like the idea of Gambit having a love interest that is like hands-on, that's gonna be brawling with them, they're gonna be thieves together. I really want to see a strong female co-lead, especially with like C. Tate's as Gambit. I really want to see that dynamic. Like, he's Romeo, like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Like, I need a lover flavor. Like, that's the point. Like, Gambit is that guy. He's charming and he's like that.
He is. He's a rogue.
Yeah.
He completely is.
And if the female character isn't strong and engaging, then he's just not. Like,
Then he comes off kind of creepy and weird.
Yeah.
And kind of like Pepe Le Pew.
you need banter.
Nobody wants Pepe Le Pew. No, they want Antonio Banderas.
Exactly.
With Salma Hayek.
Puss in Boots
you,
over
you
Pepe
want,
Le Pew.
You want, when it, like, it matches that
exactly.
level of charisma.
I want some Sorkin banter. I want some flavor. Like,
so,
I don't want one character being like,
so we need somebody, like, strong multidimensional, and we need that for them.
And 5'11".
And 5'11. 5'11 and above.
Fair and fast and above. Mr. Sinister, now, we've heard rumor about Daniel Craig, so it sounds like this is his role as it stands now, but obviously you need to keep your eyes open, scheduling conflicts, money, etc. So Mr. Sinister is all but confirmed. He is also on there. Belladonna's whole family is on these breakdowns. So we've got her mother, her brother Julian, Marius Bordeaux. I'm curious what the movie is if there's so much investment in Belladonna's family. Like, that shows how much that character is going to be in the actual movie. Gambit's family is also on the breakdown with Jean-Luc Lebeau. We've got Emile Lapin. We've got... it feels more and more like Romeo and Juliet. Like, this is Montagues and Capulets. If the whole family's in it, it sounds to me like they're going there.
Star-crossed thieves and assassins. I mean...
Which, once again, not a movie we've seen yet.
Yeah. And, you know, you have the heist element in there, too. So it's great.
We haven't had we've had love story as a part of a movie. We haven't had, like, Romeo and Juliet with superheroes yet. So that's exciting.
And then all the backstabbing. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that.
And then we have Danny Moonstar, Talisman is rumored to be in there. Puck is a rumor because the breakdown says short, Puck-like, with an interesting character face. So what better way to allude to Puck than mention in the breakdown? We've got Young Chondra as rumored. We've got The Pig, which is interesting to me because that's not a character I think of as being... a big part of Gambit. Then various thieves and assassins, Wilhelm, which I hope screams, Gary, Nona, Franklin, Ben, Howard, Vera. This cast is like, it's big.
It's big.
What do you think of all the breakdowns?
Well, the chat's saying, where's Rogue? And I would love to see Rogue, but...
Too soon.
Yeah,
way
exactly.
too soon.
Yeah.
He's not even at the...
It sounds like they're not rushing. Let them not rush. Let them not rush.
Let Gambit have his origin story. Let him have his, you know, his background. Let's build that. And then, you know, introduce wherever he's going to come into the Rogue storyline.
Yeah, so. If you throw Rogue in the beginning, there's not no stakes, but there's less stakes.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, personally, that there's no Rogue in this breakdown. Mm-hmm. Also want to see Rogue get her own time to shine. I don't want Gambit movie.
Yes.
Like, I want a Rogue... story, not a Gambit, look, there's Rogue story.
And the whiny Rogue who doesn't do anything but complain about being a mutant.
Please,
I love Anna Paquin.
No, but I know. Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know, because Halle Berry as Storm. So, I understand your pain.
Rogue's strength comes from her being upset about her problems but not being defeated by them. If she's defeated by them, she doesn't have any strength. Like, it just doesn't. So anyway, that's another whole show. We could go there for an hour.
Our disappointment in X-Men portrayal.
That's definitely a whole show. That's a thesis statement. So they also got the Mad Max costume designer who won Oscars for The King's Speech, who won Oscar for Fury Road. I love the costumes in Fury Road. And if we get that, like, steampunk, like, Morlock, if we get some underground have to makeshift make clothing, plus you got to make Gambit's weird-ass costume look good. Like, that thing is, it's, like, got pink and, like, a chest plate and, like, shin guards.
But make it look good for the world. Right. Don't make it look weird. How do I say this?
It's got to be cross-platform. Like, it's got to represent the comic, but also look good in 3D.
In the world. Because everything in Mad Max fit because of the world. So it's just like, keep them together. Make that marriage happen.
Like when you have period pieces and one costume doesn't work, that throws the whole period off.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing there?
Why are you here?
So I think
Are you a time traveler?
Yeah, if they make everyone slightly that angle, it'll work. And I think having an Oscar-winning costume designer is going to make Gambit look great. So that's exciting. And they are filming, surprise, surprise, in New Orleans. Tax Breaks Are Us. New Orleans is a very common filming location, and a lot of times movies make New Orleans look like other things. I'm really excited for the heart of New Orleans to be represented. To me, New Orleans is a bit of part of Gambit as his cards. Like, New Orleans is the heart of Gambit. So I want to see that world embodied in a way we haven't before. I want this to be, you know, The Departed's Boston. Like, I want there to be that as a through line, the beating heart of the movie, New Orleans, I hope. Any other stuff on Gambit for you guys?
No, I mean, I enjoy that. Show that love for New Orleans. Have it come out in the characters. Have them eat the food just so I can live vicariously with the food. Oh, God, I miss really good food
Don't go to the theater when you're hungry.
I know, right? No, I'm going to just eat everything. But, I like how this is going.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really throwing everything behind it, and I think Chay Tates might pull it through.
You see, guys? We're converting them. We're converting people to Gambit. We'll see. I heard a pro-Gambit response. I'm excited. Matt Key confirms Marquee is excited for Gambit.
Oh, that's going
Matt
a bit
Key
far.
Confirmed. Matt
that,
Key confirmed.
That's going Matt far. Key, Matt know. Key, that's going too far.
So I'm excited. I've been excited. And filming New Orleans, I went to that city on the way back driving across country. I was there for 6 hours and I fell in love. Like, I've never
that's
loved the city so quickly.
New Orleans, that's how I did it too.
I've never been like, oh, here, this makes sense. I'm usually like, you know, I'll figure it out. But like, instantly, the smell of it, the feel of it, the drunk at 1 a.m.
It was supposed to be a drive through. It turned into an overnight.
Yes.
It was just like, you know what? We're going to stay for a second.
I want that in this movie.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Now, we also have some Ant-Man and the Wasp news. Over at MCU Exchange, they said they learned about how the movie's actually going to start. According to the report, they're going to give a big nod to Civil War at first. So this sounds like it's going to take place right after Civil War, which makes sense for chronology. So Scott Lang is going to be under house arrest again. In light of his debatable treason, he's weary to suit up as Ant-Man again. Or Iron Man, that'd be weird. And basically, to me, that's the new Ant-Man comic. Like, the having to build up, like, a new family, a new team. The Irredeemable Ant-Man is such a great way to tell Scott Lang's story. I hope he assembles, like, you know, the crazy, weird, like, gorilla-suited characters behind him. I still want Walton Goggins in there. Yeah. But basically, they're going to go, they're going to be hunted throughout the movie, both Wasp and Ant-Man, and they're gonna get some help with the Hank Pym particles, naturally, and it will take place in a short time frame. So much like Ant-Man, it sounds like a bottle episode. It sounds like separate from the Avengers, which is good, because there's always that, like, nothing's a problem if you can call the Avengers. So I'm excited for the ticking clock type flavor.
Yeah, and then I wonder if they do, I don't know, I'm just thinking of, like, Inception, you know, like, when you go into someone's dream,
time.
And then a dream within a dream, and then the time stretches out more. I'm like, so how small do you have to get before time just super elongates? So even though it happens in a short time frame, it might be, like, you get into that part of the quantum realm, and it's like, it's been years, but it's been months
minutes.
Or something.
Yeah,
or
I'd love them to play with that. It's a good call.
So
if they use quantum for time.
That would be really, really fun.
If they go, and that could tie into the original Wasp well. They could they could play with that idea.
Really could. Be like, Mom. She's like, Mom.
They're the same age.
Who are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. I hadn't even thought of that. Good call. But, and especially the mentioning short time frame. I like this. Marquia confirms.
I do confirm that one.
Interstellar time travel events. We're going to have McConaughey behind a bookshelf. It's going to take hours. We're going to figure it all out.
Read the dust. Read the dust.
That movie was interesting.
Layers upon layers.
It's just so dense.
Yeah.
Now, Dark Phoenix. So far, I've been hyper-positive about most things. I really am excited about New Mutants. I really, 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 I rewatched Deadpool last night, and good God, am I excited for Deadpool 2. But Dark Phoenix feels like what Fox had been doing with Fantastic Four to me, yeah. where it's like a rights-holding issue.
It feels like they're trying to sneak it under the radar.
It just doesn't feel like they're investing as yeah. much as they're on their independent, like their solo films. So mm-hmm. we got a couple quotes. Alexander Shipp sat down with Deadline and was asked about Dark Phoenix, and she said, quote, "As a fan of X-Men, you're going to be very happy because I'm a huge fan of X-Men, and so is our director, Simon Kinberg, who's also writing and exec producing. He is not letting anything go. It's very accurate to the comics, and he really gives the fans what they've been asking for, in my opinion. All I can say is that you're really going to like it. I wish I could answer all these questions for you, but if I ever want to do another X-Men movie in the future, I can't tell you. Beep. Laughs. That's, I mean, an actress doing her job.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
an actress doing her job to a T and not revealing too much and being like, it's great. It's a comic. I didn't see a single thing while they were filming it. All of a sudden it wrapped. And we do the show for, like, we do the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're not paying attention.
Yeah.
I
mean, every week we're doing this. So
worried.
It's like, yeah, I'm not expecting much. But then maybe that's good to not... And then they'll have something.
Dope.
But I think that if they had a product that they were super proud of, that we would be hearing about it like every step of the way.
Like
we do
2.
With anything else.
Like we heard about Logan. We heard about Deadpool.
Yeah.
We heard about Deadpool 2. We're hearing about New Mutants. Like the other properties that aren't their mainstream property. It's like in the 90s when X-Men had so many teams, they were just like, they'll like some of them. Like that's what I feel like they're doing at the
yeah.
movies. I want to like all of them.
Yeah, I mean, just give us the Mallrats movie.
Yeah.
Just do it with Jubilee. Just give us that. We'll be very happy with
it. I'm actively eating my words every week with what I thought The Gifted was. I want this to be that. Like, I'm really loving The Gifted. So I'm hoping this is just, like, you know, a misrepresentation of what it can be. I'm worried about a first-time director who has a great history at the X-Men. He's been with the X-Men since Singer. But first-time director with this kind of flagship property. Tim Miller did it because he was a visual effects designer. Like, Tim Miller's first-time director in Deadpool. But someone who's a writer, I'm not sure of the visual aesthetic they need for something like Phoenix. Like,
yeah.
Phoenix
is huge.
It's the biggest story. It should be a trilogy.
Huge.
It should be 3 movies.
Yeah.
Having it as one worries me a lot.
We didn't get time to get to know Jean Grey. Sophie Turner as Jean Grey.
She was
yeah,
Jean
and
Grey
then,
for 10
and then
years
which,
or more.
Which Jean Grey? Which Jean Grey are we talking about that we're getting to know to then bring into Phoenix?
The one we've had for half a movie? Like,
it just sounds like...
Half a movie's generous.
We just saw those death photos. What were they doing? Were they like literally like just locked inside like some studio on a green screen?
I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot of green screen because it's in space, but
yeah.
like... At the same time, that worries me too. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the only news today I'm concerned about, and I just gotta be honest, because if it feels like we're excited for everything, it loses some of its, like, zeal, you know? Like, if
mm-hmm.
everything's great! I'm worried about Dark Phoenix. I hope I'm wrong. I can't wait to see a trailer so I can even see what the visuals look
yeah.
like. I wanted a Phoenix trilogy. When Amazing Spider-Man gave us 2 movies of Gwen Stacy before she died, spoiler alert, that made me feel better than her just dying in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We barely met Sophie Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Like, barely did, and they just, you know, threw some powers in there, and it's like, oh, you know what this is. This is that thing that you like, you kids.
You guys with the comics. I shouldn't have to compliment Amazing Spider-Man 2 to talk about Phoenix, but there I go. Logan. Speaking of Fox doing things amazingly right,
mm-hmm.
on the other side, Logan was the best Wolverine, I think we can all agree. Like, Logan was the movie.
Oh, it knocked it all out of the park.
That
I want
Oscar
Sir
love.
Patrick Stewart to get an Oscar.
Yes.
I want him to get, like, 3 of them.
The first
I want,
screeners,
like, 3.
Did you get, the first screeners that went out were Logan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah
they're
so
out.
Yeah, so Logan is in the running. They're pushing. Though, James Mangold handled that movie incredibly well. He is talking about actually doing an X-23 movie. So he had an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and he said, quote, "We're working on a script," Mangold said of the project. Patty Jenkins' success with that film only solidifies more for studios. There's less to fear with a female protagonist. The more that keeps getting home, that ends up giving us more space, turning around and going, well, here we are with a female protagonist. That's incredible. And what are you going to do with her? And that's where we are with all that. Right now, we're just dreaming. Yeah, a female, like, X-23 was great. I feel like this quote just kind of, like, yes, a great female character is a great character.
Yeah, like, what is that?
Like, there was a
what,
lot of,
what is,
like, this
just
was
a weird thing to say.
This was a lot of, like, news. Everybody was, like, tweeting and excited. I'm like, he kind of just said, like, X-23 was great. Let's make a movie. So,
yeah.
Good. I just don't
care. Okay, it's just, all right.
So, yes.
Yes, it would be a good, yes, do it.
Do it.
It would be a good step. We are on board, please. You got our money.
Surprisingly amazing, and, I mean, not even that surprising. She she surprised me as soon as she spoke. I was like, oh my God, I want to know everything about this character. So that moment was so surprising. I would love to see that movie. And I didn't expect to walk out of Logan being like, give me an X-23 movie as strongly as I feel. So, yeah,
she had dimension and gravitas and vulnerability and ferociousness, viciousness.
I know so much more about X-23 from a Logan movie than I know about Jean Grey going into Phoenix.
Yes. And that's because it's approached in a different way.
Yeah.
So and it makes all the difference.
And that's why this is exciting. So I agree, James Mangold. She was great. I'm glad the studios are on board. I'm glad everybody's excited. Let's make it. Venom, you guys, Venom. It's filming. Day one, they released a photo. They started a Twitter. Tom Hardy's there. He's got on green pants. The photo shows nothing except for Tom Hardy, and that for me is enough. Good God, am I excited for Tom Hardy as Venom. I know I'm in the very, 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 very small minority, but I saw this photo and I just like danced around my house because it's happening. So there's the photo. Go on Twitter, follow Venom, tell the studio you want it to be good. What do you guys think?
I love that. Just everybody tweet at this one. It has to be good. Make Venom good.
Add Venom movie. Please be good. Coy is very worried and excited.
It's like the most general comment. Make it good.
Hashtag Venom's trending because everyone wants good.
Yes. I like this.
I'm really excited and I feel like I shouldn't be. I feel like all of my instincts are like, Spider-Man's not in it. But everything else is like, but Venom Tom Hardy. And you know what, like when you're in when you go to like a carnival and you're trying to win a prize that's like clearly $3 and you spend $80, I feel like that. I'm like, this is dumb, but I'm excited.
I think that's the best analogy. I really do. Wow.
I could
yes.
buy that panda for $3, but I'm gonna spend $80 to win it because I'm dumb and excited. I'm hyped for Venom, you guys. And rumor is they're adapting one of my favorite runs. I love me some Lethal Protector, and if they do Lethal Protector, as is the rumor, basically that allows to not have Spider-Man in it by story. In the comic, it was back early Venom, it was like, 93, he moves to San Francisco to become a hero, him and Spider-Man are like, be cool, okay, and then they go off, and we don't see the West Coast in movies a lot, everything's in New York, so that would explain why Spider-Man's not in it. It would give us a new environment, it would give us a different flavor. San Fran is a fun location, it's beautiful, and Venom could be the Lethal Protector. That could be a movie where he is the hero, he is the anti-hero, he is all those things. And it also implies it's not an origin story, so they could retroactively have Spider-Man in it later. Once again, the glass is very half full in my brain. I am drinking that lemonade hard, but I want this to be great. What do you guys think about everything coming up?
I like that yours is a lemonade, not Kool-Aid.
Life gave me lemons. They took away Spider-Man. I'm drinking that lemonade.
There you go. I feel like they could do a really good job with this property. It just all depends if they are going to do a really good job. I mean, it's so up in the air for me. I mean, I wish I had all of your enthusiasm for it. I mean, I'm definitely going to see it. I enjoy what you can have with Venom. I'm really looking forward to how Carnage will fit into this world, like this worldview that they're doing with Venom. I mean, is Carnage going to end up being the more bad guy kind of a thing? It's like, what kind of dynamic are they going to do there? Is Venom and Carnage going to be like hand in hand until Carnage goes Carnage?
You know, I just realized Alcatraz, San Francisco. That'd be a fun dynamic.
There
Alcatraz,
you go.
Carnage, that all plays.
There you go. It actually does. And then Venom can lay his egg.
If I remember correctly, it was like a knee. Like he left like a knee amount of costume. And they're like, that's how they reproduce. He left like, a knee. And I was like, okay, aliens are weird in the Marvel Universe.
Like, there you go. And then Carnage is hatched from the knee.
I want it to be great. I'm glad you're at least open to the
greatness. Yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I have no problem with Marvel doing what it does in a different way.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
And the cast they've assembled shows some strength.
Jenny Slate, Michelle Williams,
good God.
Maybe, Tom Hardy, obviously.
Riz Ahmed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great cast.
So I think I'm more excited for Gambit, though, even though we don't know the cast.
Yeah.
Because it feels like
those are opposite.
Yeah, those are the guys that are like...
Yeah.
It's like they need to like find balance with one another.
Sony and Fox have their one-offs that are like, it's been delayed for a lot and it doesn't quite fit in, but let's try it. Like those two movies.
Because like with Gambit, it feels like I know the feel of that. I understand where the story is, or like it's familiar to me in a way, but it's also new. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Romeo and Juliet heist movie, be like, cool, I got that. Mm-hmm. While with Venom, it's like, all of these really cool people are, you know, attached to the project, but it's like, what's the problem? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. So,
well, and the full-on anti-hero aspect, like rewatching Deadpool, what made that movie so unique is we're living in such a saturation of superhero movies that was it broke every trope. It was like, it was a parody.
Yeah.
If they go anti-hero in the way Punisher is, that could be a really different movie, especially with like spider-like powers, the technology, the Venom suit can look amazing now. We're there. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it was 10 years ago when we got the Topher Grace one. So I think they can do a lot, and I think Eddie Brock is the way to go with this story.
Yeah, I think a really nice dynamic, if it ends up happening with it, is that, because like with Deadpool, how he was like that anti-hero, yeah. And you saw he was anti-hero from the beginning, but it really drove home once Colossus,
yes.
And Teenage...
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead, yeah.
That long name.
That one. Like when they showed up, we were like, oh, these are real heroes. Oh, yeah. He's
for that guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
Lindell's his prisoner. That's not a hero.
So I kind of hope with Venom, maybe he runs into more of a hero type where it's like, he's not so bad. And then you see the hero type be like,
he wants to eat brains. He doesn't, but he wants to.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm real hyped. Day one, it's happening. I'm with you, Sony. Let's do it. I never thought I'd be hyped for a Spidey-less Venom, but I'm really excited. I want to note the live chat thanks, and I would love to take a call about Venom later. Speaking of heroes that are awesome and exciting, and not anti-heroes, but heroes for hire, Luke Cage.
Nice segue.
Luke Cage had some paparazzi photos leak showing a team up with Danny Rand. I am not one for paparazzi photos, but I actually posted a paparazzi photo this week because Danny Rand, in some of these photos, is wearing a Sweet Xmas sweatshirt. His sweatshirt says Sweet Xmas on it, and I got real
that
hype.
That is fantastic.
I don't know if Hot Topic's prepared for the amount of orders they're going to get.
I have not seen that one.
I'll say it out there. So, that yellow is Sweet Xmas. Go on my Twitter. I'll send it to you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Please do, because so, now I need that. I need it. Sweet Xmas.
That's how you win fans over in Finn Jones is dress him.
Like, dress him in Luke Cage's
give him Easter stuff. Eggs. Give him something. We need to fix. So I'm excited because this looks like Heroes for Hire. Like the two of them playing around, like the dynamic between the two. That's what made him more redeemable in Defenders. They're working towards this flavor. And I think that Finn Jones playing off Luke Cage is very different than Finn Jones not knowing how to fight. So yeah. I'm excited for this show. Luke Cage, like there's nothing to really mess up there. Like Luke Cage has got it.
Yeah, I'm really interested in the continuance of that storyline. You know, I want to see what Alfred Woodard's been up to. I'm sorry, Mariah.
Of course.
not the actress, the character. But yeah, what Mariah's been up to, what Shade's been up to. I mean, we saw some of that in Defenders, like a very, very little bit of that, that the New Harlem Renaissance is, you know, off and running. But I want to see what they did with that. I want them to turn her into this like kingpin-esque character. But then she's also kind of like this, you know, like a senator. She's like a senator. You know, she's like that, like this states person. And then I want to see these two chuckleheads trying to go
Growing
after
out and fighting.
So, yeah, that... I could. They got me for. They got me. You know, a couple
Archaeus
episodes.
Sold by the sweatshirt. She's giving it a
that
chance.
That sweatshirt got me.
It helps. It really does. They're smart. Costume designer. Good move. We also found out the Runaways has finished. They've wrapped production, which is good because it comes out in November. I'm really excited for Runaways. That trailer really got me.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. I wish they'd release it all at once. How dare you, Hulu?
How dare you be a show from before 2005? James Marsters, who plays Victor Stein in the upcoming Hulu series, celebrated the season's wrap on Twitter, saying, quote, just got back from the wrap party. Such a great time. Everyone on this show is cool. Everyone, I love them. Twitter announces release dates and things. It's such a weird time to, like, imagine going back to, like, news on the air and explaining to people, like, oh, yes, one of the actors says they rapped on this thing where you send miniature emails that everyone reads. Like, so weird how we find out things are done.
Yeah, but the thing for me is that since it's James Marsters, and as we know, that's Spike from Buffy. So what gets me is that that entire quote, I just hear him in his, like, sarcastic British accent. So I'm like, does he really love them?
Growing up, I thought he was British, and he's not British.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
Fascinating. He's a good actor, you know.
He was supposed to be a one-off monster, and he was so good. Yeah. And now he's Spike. Yeah.
Buffy's, you know, one true love, in my opinion, because I ship Buffy and Spike. But I'm excited to see him back in like such a pivotal role. You know, like it's been years.
He plays a good villain that you also want to get behind.
Yeah,
and in front of and next to
adjacent
adjacent
oh, Jason Mars. Thor is out soon, and I know nothing. And people overseas have seen it, and I'm very jealous. But
and Ollie and I are seeing it on Thursday.
I'm flying to Boston tonight, and I'm missing this screening.
We'll do a reaction video for you.
The whole entire movie.
We'll post it on my Twitter.
We'll stream it and get in trouble like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, just pull it
off. After we walk out, we'll just like be like, "Hey, Koi, oh my god,
no." So I'm not going to this lovely screening. They get to go see it on Thursday. So next week, they'll have seen it, and I will see it regularly scheduled. But it's out next week, and reviews are coming out, and, I mean, they're great. Like, it's got 98% Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah,
everyone's
strong.
It's real strong.
That's
everyone's
real
saying
strong.
It's the funniest Marvel movie yet, and you may have heard of this movie called Guardians of the Galaxy. It was pretty funny. So I'm intrigued by how something could be funnier than Guardians. If anyone can do it, it's Taika Waititi.
I think it's because of the darkness of it, the darkness of the material matter. Mm-hmm. But then you have Taika Waititi doing like the comedic, doing in a comedic way. So I think that's like the perfect flavoring, like, you know, sweet and hot.
Right. You can't have like, if it's too dark, it doesn't work for a Marvel thing. But if it's too funny, it's not Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. It is Ragnarok. Never forget that.
Never forget. It's the end of days. Yes.
I'm not going to say everyone dies like Infinity War, but it is Ragnarok.
If they all die now, they can all die in Infinity War.
Yeah. Because everyone dies.
Thanks, Mark Ruffalo.
I'm just going to say that every week until that happens.
Yeah, that's like the most quoted non-quote from a Marvel movie. Everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
So the reviews are coming out great, and we, from that, have Kevin Feige talking about having a female Thor. So he said, quote, "We always look back to the comics to get these ideas, sometimes very specific storylines like Civil War, sometimes just nuggets or characters like Planet Hulk. So anything that's happened in the comics, even a female Thor, can become great potentials, and the ideas which future movies can be born." I would love that. I mean, not necessarily Jane Foster, because she kind of, like, disappeared. It'd be really weird to be like, Natalie Portman's back, but she's been gone for 5 years. But a female Thor, I think, would be a great way to show the next phase, like, phase 5 of Marvel, like, a different character. Like, Thor, but not Chris Hemsworth. It's gonna be, you can't just replace Chris Hemsworth. Like, no one's Thor like that.
No, but that's not really what they're saying or what they're going at with
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a totally new thing.
It's
you're not trying
completely
to be
new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not the Odin son. That's the point.
Yeah. She has her whole different thing. And, you know, if they brought back Natalie Portman for that, I mean, they could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a possibility. She could have been off in the dark realm doing something or other. I'm just going to make up. I'm going to make up things.
Stuck in time.
Yes. Yeah, she'll be in Quantum Realm. She'll be in the Nordstrom's realm. You know, it's just they'll make up something.
The rack or regular Nordstrom?
The rack.
Okay.
because she's got a scrap for
it. Of course. She's saving up.
Yeah. But in any case, I mean, you can do that kind of thing. But also, like, with continuance of things, like what Iron Man, you can do Iron Heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's still having the character, but in a different way.
There's so many Captain Americas like ready in the on the sidelines. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we've got Falcon, we've got Winter Soldier.
They basically have to just pick it out of a hat at this
just
point.
Like, can I hold the shield? Is that my hand?
Yeah.
So Thor, I think
they got Sebastian Shaw ready to go.
Yeah, he's gonna get frozen, get the shield. You have to be frozen to be Captain America. He's frozen in Wakanda right now. He's practically Captain America.
There you go.
So the way I see it is the Thor character is harder to have parallel without explaining away a lot of mythology that's going to upset us. I think a female Thor is the way to go because it's a great character on its own. Like, I don't want a character that only works supplementally. I want a character that's smart, intelligent, strong, and different. I don't want just a side Thor. I want a leading woman Thor. I personally think female Thor is the way to go.
Yeah, multidimensional.
Yeah, and a cool backstory.
And
speaking of awesome, badass women, Tessa Thompson revealed Valkyrie's sexuality as bi on Twitter. She tweeted a response saying she's bi, and yes, she cares very little about what men think of her. What a joy to play. I love Tessa Thompson so freaking much. And I think this is also our first LGBT official character in Marvel.
Is it official?
Official?
In the MCU, I would say. Well, okay.
In the MCU?
We had Jessica Jones with Jerry Hogarth, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got Jerry.
Yeah.
So. But I think,
but
like,
that's,
as far
that's
as, like,
Marvel television.
In the films. I think this is the first, like, official, because her tweeting that and, like, her dynamic in the movie, I think, will really give us a different dynamic, and I think, I think it's really cool that, like, Tessa Thompson's such a boss, and she just comes out, like, this is where I'm at, this is what the character is. Internet. So, I can't wait for Valkyrie. Here she steals the show. I love that character. She stole Creed for me. I think Tessa Thompson's awesome. So that's exciting. So, that is what's up with Thor, which... these guys get to see in 48 hours. So
yes. It's going to be so great.
I'm so excited. Are you going to cosplay or wear anything?
Oh, I'm going to be coming straight from work. So whatever I wear to work will be what I will be there.
Cosplay at work. Just do it.
Usually I do.
They'll understand.
Usually I do, but it's also laundry week. I don't have a laundry day. I have a laundry week.
It just stacks and stacks and stacks. So before we go to our Mary Marvelites, and I do think we're going to have time for a couple phone calls, I want to thank Blue Apron, because they keep our lights on. This October, Blue Apron, which is now, celebrated its 5th anniversary by bringing its top 20 recipes from throughout the past 5 years back as picked by you, the Blue Apron community. So all your favorites are back on the menu. So if you've ever done Blue Apron and you like something in particular, it might be on this rundown. This is like the now that's what I call music of food. Blue Apron is giving people fresh recipes to explore as they learn to cook new dish after dish, and they have the all-time favorites. So if you go to blueapron.com/marvel, you can find all those favorites. You can find like any recipes you get to pick, and you pick three things. They send it direct to your home. It's in a really cool box that's like refrigerated dry ice thing. It's some science. They establish partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers. So everything is locally sourced. Everything is real food. Nothing is going to be written like in Latin at the end. Like this is food. And it's delicious because is real food, and we don't eat enough of that as a country. So because they ship the exact ingredients for each of the items and exact rundown of the menu, not only is it easier to cook, but it's also much better on the environment, which is really important to me. You're not wasting, you're eating what you're supposed to. And basically, I've had a really good time with Blue Apron every time. Every time I've eaten it, it's been very filling and delicious, and I've learned to make new stuff because it's like an IKEA instruction. It's very like this, then that, and I don't get like confused or, you know, I can move through it. And you get two for the price of one, effectively. Every meal comes in two, so you pair it up and you have a good time. And if you don't want to eat it, you can give it away. Make it, give it to someone. That's what I do every time, and it's so much fun to like share a meal with a stranger, and it... I don't know. I love Blue Apron. So you customize your recipes each week. Each meal follows a step-by-step process. It's about 40 minutes or less. And they come with a freshness guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. Go to blueapron.com and you get your first meal free from us. $30 off. Free shipping. There's nothing to lose. Try it. It's delicious. And they're celebrating 5 years. So they have a lot of good stuff. That was a lot of words about food. What do you guys think about Blue Apron?
Starving.
It just makes me hungry.
Ever since jambalaya with Gambit talk. But.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about crawfish and jambalaya.
I need some of that.
And now we've got the Blue Apron going on. I'm just over here hungry.
So, want to give some love to our Mary Marvelites?
Yeah, most definitely. Real quick, I said Taika Waikiki. Waikiki's and that's Hawaii.
I think I also said Thor instead of Thor. So that whole run was like words and names.
So yeah, Taika Waititi
and
okay.
Thor, the god of thunder, or goddess of thunder.
Yeah, thanks, Charum. So yes, and thank you also, Ollie, for the huge reminder. We will be starting a Patreon, but we would love to know. We want your input. We want your input on the Patreon, so please let us know the levels that you would like. You know, what would you like to see from us? What would you? Because we'll still have the show no matter what. Everything with Patreon is stuff that we would add on top. Mm-hmm. You know, on top to that, you know, icing on the cake,
right.
The cake that is already Marvel Movie News.
Would you want like customized shout outs? Would you want like chats? Would you like what type of things would interest you? And what would you like us to do differently? And this is for us by us, right? So like let's make it open source.
So yeah, do you want exclusive watch alongs? I mean, what do you want? Let us know.
Yeah, watch alongs is definitely a thing.
Yeah. So go ahead and tweet us, or you can also DM at Marvel News PTN. I'm sorry, Marvel News PTN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, while she does the shout outs, can we get the phone number in the lower third? That way people can get ready. So Anthony, can we get the number, and then we're gonna do some shout outs.
Okay, so shout out to our Mary Marvelites. We have Paul Sparks at Born to Plod 999, Shane Pickett at DadRad4, Brian Knight at Project Avant, Entre Humane at Entre Humane, Michael Shane Harris at Kush Skywalker 7, County Rebel at The Duke 95, JJ Lang at JJ Lang Tweeted, Rotten Soft Jaden at Soft _ Jaden, Bark. Bark exclamation point at birds what are they? No, but it's all
every
of it
time.
All of it makes sense. Bark
birds?
At birds what are they?
One of my favorite handles of all time.
Glorious Greg at XG Hilly 929 and Stephanie M. Chandro at Steph Amethyst, which is a Koi's mom. So for the number, anybody that can't see it on the lower third, is 424-256-1633. So that's 424 256-1633. And I want to do our first birthday shout out is to my mom. Yay! October 24th is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama McCarty.
Her name is Sincere McCarty. And she,
that's such a pretty name.
I know.
It's cool. It's cool
and
name.
She's like the most sincere person that you'll ever meet.
It's a cool name. Yeah. I love that name as a name. Like that word
is a name.
Isn't
that great?
Yeah, Sincere McCarty.
Sincere McCarty. And then, of course, in her class, I spoke with them today. So I want to do a shout out to Mrs. McCarty's 7th Period Positive Pathways Transition Center. In particular, I talked to Nakayla, Shakira, and Shay. So shout out to all of you. Thanks for watching. And then let's see. We have some other birthday shows. Yeah, we have a birthday shout out. Adriana M at Chaotic 86. Can I get a birthday shout out, please? Normal or Sexy would be most welcome. Turning 40 this Friday.
40. Happy birthday. That's a big round number.
Yeah, so
I'm 30 next year.
The birthday shout out.
Sexy or regular, what do you think?
I know. Well, she's turning 40. I think we're gonna have to go Sexy.
Adriana.
Oh, girl.
I think, much like all the best things in life, they...
All the things.
...only get better with time and seasoning and...
Fine wine.
...the finest of wines and...
the Adriana wine.
Clearly, if you watch the show, you've got impeccable taste, so we assume you taste impeccable.
And we love your cosplay, darling.
A very, very happy 40th, Adriana.
You rock that, Dr. Strange.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And, so Daniel Drew, great show, y'all. So happy for Marquia's happiness. And here's the Black Panther count for this ep. 'Twas uttered 46 times. That was last
46 Black Panthers. I'm
that
not
was
surprised.
Last week, yeah. When we did
only,
the Black Panther trailer.
Only
46 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
If we'd known four more times, would have gotten to around 50.
Almost got one a minute. Almost.
Albert Warandharma. At J.A. Wiradharma. Can I get a shout out? Also got the same Deadpool onesie as Koi.
Saw it. It's dope. Good taste. Excellent work. You rock it.
Yes. Shout out to Albert.
Yeah.
Alberto, shout out to you. We also have a picture of Albert in his onesie, and we have a picture of Adriana as Doctor Strange. So we'll put those up on the,
so
on the monitor
awesome.
Also. Okay, so... Jimmed Brandy at Jimmy the Hippie. Hey, Koi, could I get a sexy birthday shout out from you and Markia turning 22 on Wednesday, and it would be a great gift.
What's a sexy hippie shout out?
It's like hip.
The only thing better than like bud.
Oh my gosh.
Is being your bud, Jimmy.
Oh. Yeah, we love being.
I just
want
to mellow
Jimmy.
Out and really talk about everything, the world, man.
Yeah,
and 22s. 20, you're just starting out, and there's so much out there.
So much world.
So much potential. And I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Come to Burning Man.
That's the answer to everything. Burning Man.
Burning Man's the answer to everything.
Okay, and from Matthew Dennis at Matt Dennis 214. How much money do you think Black Panther is going to make nationally and internationally? $1 billion.
I'm going with a billion. I'm gonna say between 80 and 100 that opening weekend. I think it's gonna do big numbers. I think it'll be right there.
Yeah, I think it's gonna hit $1 billion.
$1 billion, roughly.
Yeah.
Circa billion.
No,
dollars.
I think people have been chomping at the bit for this. I mean, just for the simple fact that it broke, 87 million views within 24 hours?
Oh, no, it's
going
to be, like, a huge opening.
Yeah, no, it's going to hit that billion.
I'm saying 80 to 100 is usually, like, where the sequels land, so I'm giving Black Panther, like, it's not going to need the sequel bump. It's just going to make gangbusters. I think it's going to... Because Thor 3 is tracking 80 to 100, and it's the third movie. So I think Black Panther's going to be right there.
We have our first Marvelite
call. Yay!
Hello?
Hello!
Hi, you're on with Marquia and Koi. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to David, and I'm calling from Norway.
Ooh. Oh, hey,
up, David!
It's actually like a 10 to 12 here.
Thanks for staying up with us, man.
Yeah.
It's a bit late.
Yeah, so...
You're brightening up my day. I'm sick from work today, so...
Aww.
Well, feel better in Norway.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better now, but my foot is hurting, as usual.
Goodness.
So, do you have a question? I want to rack your brain. What do we got?
I don't actually have a question. I just have to say that you brightened up my day and you make my life better. So I just wanted to call and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, man. That's the best kind of call.
Yeah,
I love this.
That's
thank
fantastic.
You.
So thank you so much for brightening up my week, and I'll let you get on with your questions, and I'll talk to you later.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Feel better.
Have a nice evening.
Bye.
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 That was awesome.
So sweet. Oh, that was fantastic. I love that. So again, the number is 424-256-1633. So, and Ollie, if you wouldn't mind putting that in the chat room people. Okay, so we do have another question here from Ashley Houchins. Do you guys think Avengers 4 might be it for Tom Hiddleston? I hope not. Dude makes you root for Loki. LOL. How hard is that? LOL.
I think it is. Well, because he was on the fence about Thor 3, it felt like. And then Avengers, I'm sure, is like the last one on his contract. And, like, he's everywhere. I don't know. I feel like Tom Hiddleston might be one of the ones we lose. I feel like... plus, he's the easiest, or one of the easiest, to make another actor. Like, God of Mischief.
Yeah.
It can look like
anything.
So, writing-wise, you can either pay a new actor, or you can, like, change the contract and give T. Hiddleston, like... I don't know. I feel like he's going to outprice himself.
Yeah, and then plus he's, you know, it feels like he's busy. I don't know. It feels like he's doing so many other things. So, you know, might be in his best interest that he doesn't make it out of Ragnarok, for instance, or maybe he's one of the Infinity War deaths that just
because we love him so much, it'll be impactful. Like, we love Tom Hiddleston, that's why we're talking about him. So I think if he goes, that'll be more oof than a lot.
Yeah, and then you could have that scene between him and Thor,
right?
You know, right before Thor dies. Because everyone dies.
Sorry, Thor. You gotta go too.
Yeah, well, when it hits Infinity War, he will. Yeah, and then you're absolutely right. He's such a puckish character that we could change it up. And then he was, like, the villain for, like, three movies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't say he didn't have a good run.
Yeah. He needs just a proper send-off, kind of like what they did with Yondu.
So we have our second caller.
Yay! Hello, you're on with Markia and Coy. Who are we talking to?
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Mike. Hey, Mike, where are you calling from?
Calling from Arkansas.
Awesome.
Cool. U.S.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good.
Good
I wanted to know if you guys think for Phase 4, if Blue Marvel or Sentry or Brother Voodoo will show up.
I think Brother Voodoo will.
Yeah.
They kind of established that in Doctor Strange with his brother. Mm-hmm. And that's what, like, a really cool dynamic in the comic is that brotherhood. Literal brothers. And then, who were the other two?
You said
Blue Marvel and Sentry.
I think Blue Marvel's a little too dense of a character to introduce. It's kind of like Captain Marvel. You need to have a whole movie. Blue Marvel's a lot of story because he's a really interesting... like.
And will
lot.
They give that to him?
They need to. He's
that's
an ultimate character. And Sentry definitely needs his own movie. Like, the duality of Sentry and the darkness within him. And, like, he's basically, like... I mean, you need an adaptation-style movie. You need, like a crate... Like, that's a schizophrenic character. If you don't do that on its own, it kind of feels shoehorned in. So I feel like the only one of those three we might get is Brother Voodoo.
We'd get Brother Voodoo, I think, would be the most likely. But oh, God, who was it that did Legion? His name is escaping me. Neil something.
The actor?
Not the actor. I mean the director.
Oh, the showrunner.
The showrunner, yeah.
I forget his name.
Yeah, that guy. If he grabbed a hold of Sentry, I think that would be
really
good.
Yeah, you'd have to have someone great.
Yeah, someone right for it.
Yeah,
but
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be able to really bring something around with that. But yeah, Brother Voodoo, I would actually be surprised if they didn't have him. Thank you.
Had to Google. and I love Sentry. I just think that we need more time with him. So, I mean, if the budget would allow, I'd love, like, a smaller movie so you could really, like, invest in him, or even a show. But you'd need his own thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You got any other questions for us?
That was about it.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for nerding out with us for a second.
Have a good one.
You guys take care.
You too.
You too, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
I always wave, even if they're not watching.
If they can't see us,
I just
be like,
assume I'm waving at someone.
Oh, they're watching. They're waving right now.
It helps. Yeah, you know they're on the phone. They're like, I'm like, yeah. I think we have one more question for Paul Sparks.
I think it's it's more of a comment type of a thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll do this. Paul Sparks at Born to Plod 999. Is it bad? I think this is hilarious. And then, like, blushy emoji. And it's what it is that meme, and I can only go from it with it because it's too small right there. But it's...
Would you like for me to read it?
Yeah, Aunt Anthony, please do.
So the first comment says, the only two white people on the poster are Bilbo and Gollum.
This is the Black Panther poster, the new one that came out.
And it says, I am okay with this. And then the second comment says, they're the token white guys. And
they're token white guys.
I laughed so hard when someone said that. That is so funny. Tolkien white
the
guys.
The Tolkien white guys.
That joke works in one scenario only. Like, that's such a specific, like, only one time that joke can work, and it happened. So, yes, Tolkien white guys.
It's like
guys.
A perfect storm.
Everything got us to everything this point where that joke can exist. That's like a 3,000-year-in-the-making joke. Amazing. Yeah.
That's why you know that the Earth really is just an equation.
Yep, and it broke out to that joke.
Yes. It's like the answer is 42, no matter what.
And in this case, Tolkien white guys. Do we have any more calls before we scoop?
I don't see any coming up right now.
Okay.
All
right. Ian001, we see you in the live chat. Ian called. It was busy, and then he called again, and then he panicked. He didn't have a question. Oh. I get it. Oh. I've been there.
We're taking the last one, I believe.
All right, let's do one more.
All right. if it's Ian.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Marquis and Coy.
It's Daniel Drew.
Oh,
hey, Daniel.
You are the busiest comic reader I know.
Called in.
Dude, you...
I missed, like, the past, like, three phone episodes.
Well, you don't miss reading comics. Good God, man. I am always, like, flabber. I read, like, 60 books a month, and then I look at your, and you're, like, 60 books a week. Yeah. I am just good on you, man.
It's like we're comic book readers, but we ain't no Daniel.
We ain't no Daniel Drew. That's the next
Daniel
level.
Drew.
It's like a level 7 mage. So what's going on, man?
Yeah, I got a lot.
Yeah.
Not much. Just kind of excited to call in, finally. And I was thinking before with, like, the Thor, so, like, without Natalie Portman, since the current legacy story is about, you know, death of Thor, even though, you know, we all know how long deaths last in the Marvel Universe, you know, maybe they could get, like, a new female Thor comes out of it, and then they could easily replace the casting.
I always look into,
like, you know, little hints in the comics to see if they're maybe pulling, you know, they're starting to do something so they can maybe influence the movies.
Yeah, they usually do plant seeds like 6 months to a year ahead. So I totally agree with us having a female Thor now. It definitely seems indicative of there being one later, Emily Blunt. And I really hope that Emily Blunt plays a female Thor. And going forward, I think that is the way to go. We need the characters to be somewhat established, but also a new character. Because we don't want to... As much as Iron Man is James Bond, we don't want things to feel like they just put another actor in the place and pretended we didn't notice. Like, for me, it was so distracting when all of a sudden, like, Don Cheadle was, like, Howard Stark. I love Don Cheadle, and I think he's a better, but, like, when they didn't acknowledge it, I was like, but is he a Skrull? Why is that dude? Like, that is not him, right?
Hey, they could still go there. Like, they could still scroll it.
Because I think it's definitely, like, Don Cheadle adds such a different gravitas and charm, but it was, like, jarring, so I hope they at least, like, have a story-based reason that someone else is suddenly in the costume.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Unless we just go, like, full Secret Wars and Battle World.
Yeah.
If we go there, then you can do whatever you want.
Can you imagine if they went to a different Earth? Like, we've been at Earth 616 all the time.
Oh, yeah, we've been at 616.
And then we just go to, like, Earth 1610. We're just like, what happened? And we have, like, one actor that brings us over, and then everyone else looks different. And then we have, like, this fish-out-of-water story of the one person being like, everyone's kind of like my friends, but not really.
Yeah, or it's like, why is everybody a zombie?
Yeah.
Zombies are... This is normal?
It's like Jake Gyllenhaal, Spider-Man, close to Tobey Maguire.
The Marvel Zombie Universe.
Dude, I would love if they just had actors that were very, like, similar in ness to other actors.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that.
Like, because Sam Rockwell was almost Iron Man, and him and Downey Jr. are very similar nesses. I would love if we landed on another planet and it was, like, Jake Gyllenhaal instead of Tobey Maguire, because they played brothers. Like, stuff like that would be so much fun to do.
I like that you went back to that Spider-Man.
But yeah, dude, I always admire your collecting, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, and with the zombie universe, the most interesting thing about that would be that, like, they all still have their personalities. So it would just be so weird to, like, they're still themselves, but, you know, they're eating everyone and, like, eating everything. That would be the strangest thing to do, but they could do it.
They could totally.
Especially if they were doing just like a flip book of you going through different Earths. They did that somehow. Yeah. Something went out of whack and now we're going through these different Earths. They're not going to do it, but in my mind movie, they do.
Well, we got to wrap it up, man. I'm glad you finally were able to line up and call in with us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No problem.
Pleasure phone meeting you. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah. And Daniel, don't forget to tweet the Marvel Movie News Twitter about any Patreon things. I meant to say that for every person.
Yes, you would know.
You would definitely know what you want from us. So.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I did it this time. I waved.
You see? Oh, because Daniel.
It's catchy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So that pretty much. There was also one minor news story I meant to mention. Ty Simpkins, who was the kid in Iron Man 3, is in Avengers 4. Kid that when he crash lands in North Carolina, the whiz kid that helps him out. We don't know who he's playing. Rumor is Nova. I personally don't think that they're going to go that way. A lot of people want Nova. I think Nova's great, but I think he should be introduced in space. So that's an interesting take, and I think Ty Simpkins is a good actor, so I'm excited to see what he does in Avengers 4. It also is interesting to me that they're making their chronology so important. Like, Iron Man 3 was years ago, and the kid's clearly aged because he's human in real life.
Yep.
What are they going to do with the chronology, and like, how's that going to go?
Because he's human in real life.
As far as I know. Ty Simpkins, human.
I love it.
So yeah, this has been a big old show.
On that note.
And it's been Ty Simpkins, human.
Human.
As far as we know. Ty Simpkins, troll, confirmed here. Yeah, this has been a lovely show. Where can they find you guys on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markeia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. And tonight, if you enjoy wrestling, I am on the Raw crew, but I will be on SmackDown Live tonight at 9 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV. So Raw is under siege by SmackDown Live. So I'm going to take everybody on SmackDown Live. I'm going to put them under siege. It'll be 1 versus 3, and I'm ready to go.
Invasion. Hype.
9 p.m. Hype.
And guys, I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer and tune in to Marvel Movie News. Yes, always tune in to Marvel Movie News.
Join us again.
But also tune in Tuesdays at 4 to Horror Movie News. I host it with Aunt Anthony. So yeah. Thanks for your Patreon suggestions. We have polls, personality quizzes, Easter eggs, art section, so I'll be sharing those with you guys and see what we can come up with.
Our newest Easter egg, of course, is Mjolnos.
Yes.
And I've been Koi Jandro. I forgot to introduce myself again at the beginning of the show. Whenever I host, I forget me. Selfless hosting.
I think I forgot last time, so I don't understand.
I don't know who that is, Mark.
I don't know. Is that the Matt Key from OVO?
Am I? So you can find me at CoyJandraeau on Twitter and Instagram, and I am flying out to Boston very soon, so if you guys are on the East Coast, I've been home in 3 years, so I can't wait to see some foliage. I'm going to see some leaves change and some maple syrup. It's my best friend's wedding. I'm going to go be the best man. I'm very excited, so I will see you guys next week, and these guys will have seen Thor and I won't, so suffer along with me, internet. Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners.